Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
So just on Arteta then, Arsenal previously were sort of labelled as having a little bit of a lack of resilience, I suppose, post-Arsene Wenger and even towards the latter stages of Arsene Wenger. Is that something that Arteta's bringing back slowly into the squad now? Do you see that within this group of players? Because we mentioned your brilliant start of the season, and in years gone by, even under Arteta in his early reign so far, you've got into good positions, then you've met the big boys, Liverpool being one of them, and you've kind of not quite lived up to the expectations. Do you think Arsenal now as a collective are in a better place as a group, I suppose?
Yeah, I do. I feel. Listen, there's still tests, and I feel that Liverpool's another one of those big tests that come up this weekend. There's still tests coming up. But I do feel that this team is a lot more resilient. Even the only game we've lost this season was away to Man United, and I'm still trying to work out how we lost. We were the better team on the day. We outplayed them. We just got a little slightly naive in our attacking and left the door wide open. But we learnt from that against Tottenham, and I thought we destroyed Tottenham. I mean, our keeper only had one proper save to make in the whole game. And Tottenham coming into that game were unbeaten. So I think we are learning. I still think this is a team that's learning, but we are a lot more resilient. Even last season, I felt we were quite resilient, even though a lot of people look on it and say, yeah, but at the end of the season, you kind of fell apart. I feel that was a lot more to do with the fact that we didn't make signings in January. So we had such a thin squad that when we started getting down to those games right at the end of the season and key players were out, we just didn't have the quality to replace them. Whereas in the summer, he's made some good signings. So all of a sudden now, if let's say, for instance, Zinchenko's out tonight, Kieran Tierney will come in. If Ben White's not playing at right back, Tomiyasu comes in. Those are much better replacements. I mean, a lot of the difference has been the personnel. You know, they're better players.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of seasons ago, Liverpool would be facing Mustafi and, you know, Kolasinac and players like that at the back. Now they're facing somebody like a William Saliba, who's a completely different proposition. So it's a better quality of players, and there is a resilience. And I think, you know, guys like Zinchenko, Jesus have brought a really strong winning mentality to the team. Other players are stepping up, like Granit Xhaka. And, you know, the mentality of the team and the resilience has definitely increased. And I don't think Arsenal is that sort of team that in the past we could get bullied. I don't think this team is that team no more. You know what I mean? It's quite a big team, physical team as well. Very aggressive team. So I think there's been a lot of improvements in a lot of key areas.
Yeah, well, the likes of Saliba and Gabriel and Thomas Partey have brought that physicality, I suppose, to the squad, yeah. I'd say. Just before we do look more closely at this game then, just to finish on Arteta, moreover, style-wise, like we've seen Arsenal over the years play a very fluid passing style, and Arteta wanted to implement that in his early days with Arsenal. Is that still the case? I've seen quite a bit of them, but for anyone who hasn't managed to watch a lot of Arsenal this season, can we expect that style of football, especially at home, even if it is Liverpool coming to town?
Yeah, even away. Arsenal are sort of on the front foot team. You know what I mean? I think last year, there was a few times he kind of seemed to be a bit more defensive in his play sometimes. But definitely this season, it's been a quite attacking style. The team attempts to get on the front foot and take the game to oppositions. Obviously, respecting the teams that are in front of them, you know, you know. But like, for instance, on the weekend against Tottenham, right from the get-go, we took the game to them. Was 1-1, still came out in the second half, ultra brave, and took it to them again and, you know, blew them away. So, yeah, he does like to play attacking football, aggressive football, and it's been working well this season.
Yeah, 100% it has. Yeah, like, you blew Tottenham away, and similar to yourselves, they were on the crest of a wave a little bit, really, in terms of their form. Mm. Unlike Liverpool at the minute, but we'll come on to that in just a second.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So yeah, team news-wise, and obviously we touched on the Europa League clash tonight, so it could skew the team news a little bit. But in terms of what we know, obviously Emil Smith-Rowe's ruled out for a prolonged period. Mohamed Elneny seems to be a doubt. Cedric, the fullback.
Elneny's out for long term.
So, and then he's gone, So he'll obviously be missing. And then there's some doubts over the likes of, I think Cedric is a doubt, and Tomiyasu's recently back. So do you, anyone else you want to add to that mix, or are you looking pretty healthy apart from that? Obviously with tonight in mind.
Yeah, you know what, really and truly, apart from, you know, yeah, hopefully tonight doesn't take anybody else out. But really and truly, the only two injuries at the moment are those two. Elneny is out long term, and Smith Rowe as well. He had an operation. He's going to be out until at least December. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is more or less fit. Cedric's now should, you know, we could see him tonight just coming back. Guys like Reece Nelson even coming back into the squad, possibly playing tonight. But as regards like the first team, what I'd regard as the first starting 11, at the moment, you know, they're all fit. And that's why I don't think you'll risk certain players, like, especially a player like a Thomas Partey, who's been quite injury prone and is very key to how we play. He won't be playing tonight. I'll put my house on it. He won't play tonight.
So, you certainly hope not, by the sounds of it. Anyway, so obviously, yeah, we touched on some of your more important players, one there, obviously, in Thomas Partey earlier on. But who do you think, obviously, watching Arsenal, you know, inside and out every single week, who do you think are the key players? Like in previous seasons, it's been your Sakas. I mentioned Martinelli earlier, especially down your left and Liverpool's right, which has been vulnerable at times this season. Yeah. Do you think it'll be those two, or should we be looking at Gabriel Jesus more than them, do you think?
Do you know what? There's a few key players. I mean, Thomas Partey's one in midfield. He makes it all tick. He sort of sits really deep, and he's a player that's capable of breaking lines. And he's sort of a really press-resistant player. You know what I mean? He's very key to how Arsenal play. up front, definitely Gabriel Jesus. He's the guy that, you know, he's been scoring goals this season. He's been looking sharp as a razor and has been causing problems to absolutely every defence we've come up against. And he kind of is the catalyst for the other two around him in Saka and Martinelli. So he's a very, very important player. And at the back, William Saliba, I mean, he's been brilliant this season. You know, it's how... This is a big test for him. How does he look after your Jotters, your Salahs, your people like this? You know what I mean? This is a big test because now we're coming up against another great front three. But I think that last week, you know, up against a very good front three, the Tottenham and Kane and Richarlison and
what's the, Son.
What's the other one? Son, yeah, that geezer, yeah.
Yeah. You're allowed to forget him, I think. You're allowed to forget about, yeah.
Forget about him, lot. You know what I mean? But yeah, no, I thought he was brilliant, you know what I mean? So, you know, those are key players, but I really do think it's a collective with Arsenal, you know what I mean? Collectively, they've been playing really well. I mean, Granit Xhaka this season has been brilliant. You know what I mean? I thought, actually, last season, he was very, very good. I was I remember speaking to a lot of fans and saying, you know what? You think Xhaka was the best player? And a lot of fans were like, no. Because I think they're still carrying a lot of feelings against him because of things that have happened in the past. But if you look at last season, apart from the sending offs, you know, he was very consistent for Arsenal. This season, he stepped up a gear. He's playing in that sort of box-to-box role. Gets forward, he's been scoring goals, helps out brilliantly. And if he's not got the ball, he helps out the defence brilliantly. He's going to be a key player up against, you know, the attacking flair of Liverpool at the weekend. So, I mean, like you said, somebody like a Martinelli could be, you know, we know that you guys have had a few little problems down that right-hand side since the start of the season. Can Martinelli exploit that? He's been brilliant this season. Mm. He really has. I mean, against Tottenham, he had them run them absolutely ragged. Yeah. And he's a guy that can run and run and run all game. So he's going to be key. But then on the other side, Saka is the same threat as well. He's the same sort of problem. So it's an exciting game. It really is. Normally, you know, we go into this game with roles reversed. We're down where you are. You are where we are right now. It's going to be interesting for us because we've got a very poor record against Liverpool over the past few seasons in particular. Mm-hmm. I think if we could get a win against Liverpool, it would be a significant step forward for Arsenal. I mean, I was saying to people, I think it's kind of more significant than the Tottenham game because Tottenham, we beat Tottenham last season at home. We beat them. They ain't beaten us at home for ages. They beat us at their place. We beat them at our place. But Liverpool, I feel, is a bit different. I feel this is a big test for Arsenal. If we can get a win against Liverpool, this is a significant step forward for this team to say that, hey, we beat Tottenham and Liverpool. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's a huge game for us.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.